Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He is here, and we are here with him at Flowery Branches. Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Michael Penix Jr.
What's up?
What's going on, man?
Hey, man?
First of all, brother, you look good. I mean, that suit is woo.
I appreciate it.
Fire.
I always like the white collar, the tab collar, Carl, with the shirt. That's tight. That's always
sir.
Tight.
I appreciate it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
First and foremost, man, that can't be lost in this all this other stuff that we're about to talk about, and everybody's crazy about the draft. Just congratulations on living your dream and getting here. What's this been like, man, these last, I guess, 12 hours now?
Yeah.
What's it been like?
It's been crazy. You know, a surreal moment. You know, something I've been dreaming of since a kid. And I'm just super excited for the opportunity, and I can't wait to make the most out of it. So
how surprised were you that the Falcons were the guys who picked you?
I wouldn't say I was much surprised. You know, I'm not going to say also I was fully expecting it, you know, but I know that I had a great workout with them and the coaching staff. You know, I feel like they were very impressed, and they told me that they really liked me, you know, as a player and as a person. So I'm super excited to be able to be a part of this staff. So,
Michael, what was it, though, in your workout that you thought you did well? You know, like when you come off the field, you're like, man, I killed that. I crushed it. What was it about the Falcons workout? I know you had a couple, but what was it about that felt you that you left and felt good about what you had shown to them?
I'll just say the way I worked, the way I went about it, you know, just the detail that I had, the attention to detail. You know, they were teaching me different footwork, different things that, you know, they do within the offense. I feel like I took that on, and I threw great. You know, I feel like every ball was thrown great. You know, obviously, like you hear the story, it was like windy. It was real windy. It was a cold day. You know, it was outside, and
you were slinging it.
I was slinging it, you know, through the wind. So yeah, man, I feel like that also was probably impressed them too. You know, just for me to be able to do it within those conditions.
We played some audio with Michael Penix Jr. live inside the Ticketmaster Studios here at Falcons headquarters. Your old coach, Kalen DeBoer, talking about what makes you.
Right.
For those, and by now most folks know the journey, but talk about it, man. First, you know, from high school in Florida to Indiana, and then and dealing with the adversity and the injuries and everything that made you. Talk about it.
Yeah, man, I've been through a lot, you know, to get into this spot right now, you know, being on this show. You know, I feel like, you know, it took a lot to get here, you know, but I'm super blessed for it. I wouldn't change it for anything. You know, I feel like everything I've been through, you know, helped shape me into the person and the player I am today, you know. So, and it was crazy, you know, like all the injuries, it was tough to go through, you know, but I just continue to keep my faith and, you know, leaned on my family and all the ones that loved and supported me throughout that process.
Michael Penix Jr. threw for 4,900 yards, guys. He played with some dudes we saw last night that went in the draft.
Yeah.
Congratulations to your boy, Rome Odunze.
Yes,
I know, you know, you guys are starting your careers, and it's going to be cool to watch. Talk about these injuries. We've gotten the question, Michael, about how this may have played out. Did teams focus on that with you?
Mm-hmm.
And how much of that was the discussion? I know we're talking, 4 years ago now, right?
Yeah.
Was that even a part of the discussion, or was it just about ball?
Yeah, it was mainly about ball. You know, obviously, you know, I had to do the medicals and stuff like that, you know, just to make sure I'm good and I'm clear right now. And once I got through that part, you know, I feel like it was just about ball. It wasn't really about the injuries, you know, because, you know, I feel like one of the biggest reasons why I came back for my sixth year, you know, at the University of Washington, just to show that I can have 2 years of, you know, being healthy instead of just 1 year. You know, I do it just for 1 year, but I was like, okay, if I do it back to back, you know, and just be even better, you know, obviously I put myself in a great position, and I was able to do that.
COVID allowed that, though, right? That,
correct,
for you to come back. A lot,
correct,
of people don't know that. I mean, Bo Nix was another guy last night.
Yep.
You're one of them. COVID gave these guys an extended another year to come back to school, and I think that's important when people talk about, oh, you know, how long was he there? 5 or 6 years? COVID did that.
Yeah, it was COVID. It was COVID that did that.
Now, you're raring to go. What have they told you about how this is going to play out, man? Obviously, we pay Kirk Cousins a lot of loot. Mm-hmm. You guys are very similar. You're a lefty, he's a righty, but your guys at pocket passes. Real quick, let me back that up. You surprised a lot of people with your 40 time.
Yeah.
I mean, was that like, I knew I could do that, but I mean, that kind of elevated you in some people's minds that you, how the mobility you didn't want to necessarily have to show on the football field.
Yeah, for me, I always knew I could run, you know, and everybody around me, you know, the whole team, they knew I could run as well. You know, it was just, you know, I never showed it in the game. You know, I didn't have to. I had a lot of weapons around me. You know, my processing ability on the field, you know, it was, I feel like, second to none. You know, I feel like I prepared to the level to where I was able to get to my fourth and fifth read, you know, just because I'm off of my first and second based on, you know, coverages and, you know, just all the preparation and film study I'm doing, you know. So, you know, I feel like I didn't have to run much. You know, like, right, you didn't see me get sacked a lot, you know, and I'm sitting in the pocket, you know, delivering throws, you know, to my receivers, you know. So, for me, I just wanted to write that on my own narrative, you know. That's why I wanted to run. I'm like, okay, I know what I can do. And everybody that's close to me know what I can do, but I'm going to show everybody else what I can do. So it was super fun to be able to do that.
What else is Michael Penix into, man? I mean, obviously you love football. You're blessed with ability. When it's not this, what is it for you?
Yeah, man, I love to fish. I'm a fishing guy.
Salt water, or are we talking?
I like salt water, but I go lakes too. I started off at lakes, upgraded to salt water. Still go to a lake every now and then.
Because you spent time in Florida, so you know how to get out on a bay and get
right,
it done.
Okay. For yeah, sure, yes, right, sir.
Originally from Tampa, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's funny, man. I don't know if you saw what Pitt said about you last night. They were watching the draft, and you get drafted, and Kyle Pitts was like, man, yeah, we were watching him because apparently you guys have known or aware of each other, I guess, you know, high schools or family or whatever. But he was talking highly about your ability, and when you got drafted, he's like, man, guy can throw the ball, you know. So
sure,
it was cool to hear him compliment you in that way. But your family, talk a little bit about, you know, your background and your upbringing, man, because coming back down here, I mean, you went to Washington, and I don't know if a lot of people know, you're from down south, right?
Right, yeah, man. I got both my parents, you know, my mom, she was a track star. My dad, he played football. They were at Tennessee Tech University. You know, that's where my younger brother is. Now I got two little brothers, as a matter of fact, but one of them is in college, you know. But I have a great family, a great support system. You know, obviously, being away in Washington, it was different. You know, it's far. You know, they got to make that trip. You know, they probably didn't want to make that trip always, but they always did, you know, just because of the love and the support that they have for me. And I'm super blessed to be able to have that in my life. So I can't thank them enough.
It's like an hour five from TPA to ATL.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
It's true. Our man Michael Penix Jr. is here. So, yeah, getting back to it. So, I mean, you'll be 24 in a couple of days. Next month is your birthday.
Yes, sir.
So how raring are you to go? What are they telling you about how this plays out, the competition? How does it work?
Yeah, for me, you know, I just know I want to come here and make an impact any way that I can. You know, obviously, Kirk Cousins, you know, he's an amazing guy, an amazing quarterback as well. You know, I say that because of the amount of time he's been in the league. You know, he's been here for a while. He's done great things. You know, he's won games. He won games at the highest level, which is here in the NFL. And I can't wait to be able to work with him, to learn from him and support him, you know, throughout this whole journey, you know. But for me, that's my main focus, you know, just to try to get 1% better each and every day. You know, be a great person, be a great teammate, a great leader, not just on but off the field as well in the locker room.
Tell us about your competitive fire, man. I mean, we see your ability on Saturdays. We saw what you were able to do, but day to day, like, what's the process for you? How do you approach this thing?
Yeah, when you say tell you about my competitive fire, you know, it's tough just to say what it is because, you know, I can show you better than what I can tell you, yeah. Man. I'm a guy that, you know, I'm going to go do it. You know, everything that I do, I'm going to make sure it's something that can lead me to be successful, you know. So the way I take care of my body, the way I work each and every day, workouts, you know, just always trying to be the first one, you know, first one in, last one out, you know, just going in, attacking each and every day with that mindset that, you know, I want to be better and do whatever I can to help the team. And that's what it's always been about for me, and that's what it's going to continue to be about for me. And I just can't wait to get to work.
It's our new quarterback, guys, Michael Penix Jr. here live inside the Ticketmaster Studios at Falcons headquarters. You beat my boys Longhorns in the semifinal game.
It happens.
Dropping dimes. Have you always had that accuracy? Because some guys say you just can't coach that level, or is something you've continued to work on?
I mean, I had it for a while, you know, but I feel like it definitely got better through the years. You know, ever since I was a little kid, I always threw a good deep ball. You know, that was one thing I always threw good.
Go deep! Go deep!
Yeah, I always threw a good deep ball for some reason. I always had that. But, you know, obviously as you get older, you learn mechanics and different things like that, you know, to help you even more better. And that's what helped me a lot, too, you know, throughout these years. You know, been with different quarterback coaches to help me, just improve my game, you know, in different aspects of it. So,
anybody you emulate after, man? Anybody you watch coming up and you say, hey, I love the way they play?
Yeah, I won't say I really ever emulated anybody. You know, I always try to be myself, and you know, and just try to find ways to, you know, gain that competitive edge, you know, and find things that I did best, and try to use that to the best of my abilities and put that into my play, you know. But, you know, growing up, man, now I'm here in Atlanta.
Say it.
Mike Vick. Mike Vick.
For those who don't know, left-handed as well, Carl.
There it is.
Yeah, man, Mike Vick. I always looked at Mike Vick growing up, you know, but you don't see me running how he did. Yeah. I'm gonna give him his flowers on his legs, you know, but I could do it too, but I'm not going to say I could do it like that. But, whenever I need to use my legs, I will, and I'm do whatever I can to help my team win football games. So,
Michael Penix Jr. is with us, guys. As you say, getting 1% better. What is something you want to work on? What is something you want to work on to improve your game?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, just trusting it. Trusting my legs, you know, like I'm talking about my legs right now, just trusting it. You know, like I said, you know, always knowing the talent and abilities I have within my feet, you know, but, you know, just with my processing abilities, the way I'm able to get through my reads, knowing what my check down is, knowing when to throw it away, when to save it down and stuff like that, you know. So it was sometimes like I go back and look at film and I'm like, okay, I got a three technique rushing at me, you know, and I throw the ball away. You know, nobody's open. I dirt it somewhere, and I'm like, okay, that's a safe play. I still got my team in a good position. We're not getting behind the sticks and stuff like that. And that's how I go about my game. You know, I try to manage the game, but I do look back, and I'm like, okay, that's a three technique. He's about three something.
I ain't messing with that.
He can't run. He can't run what I run. So sometimes I do feel like I can, you know, scramble and extend the play. And that's something that I'm going to work on, you know, with my, you know, progressions.
With those Washington Huskies and maybe going back to your time with the Hoosiers, is everybody in the huddle? I'm open, man. I got this guy.
Nah, I never really had that much. You know, I had a lot of unselfish guys, you know, guys that wanted to see everybody be great, you know, around them. So I'm super blessed to be able to have that. But, you know, they all know that I'm going to find a way to get you the ball. You get open, I'm going to find a way to get it to you.
Well, you played with pros there, right? I mean, that had to be a benefit. You're seeing it now with guys getting drafted, but everybody all season was like, well, he's playing with like three NFL guys. How was it that a benefit for you? Because I think it is coming into the league and having played with that kind of caliber player.
Yeah, for sure, man. It's definitely a benefit. You know, those guys are remarkable. You know, I had three great receivers, a running back, tight ends, offensive line. It was all across the board. You know, I had a lot of great guys around me, you know, so I was super blessed to be able to have that. And, you know, I feel like we work together to help each other be better. And I feel like, you know, for me in my game, I try to highlight everybody else around me, you know. So whenever people talk about me not running much, I'm like, okay, I got that guy. I want to get him the ball. I want to make him look successful and stuff like that. But, you know, I also been in a place where I didn't have that. Now, I was at Indiana. I found success, was a part of the number seven team in the country, you know, whenever I was there. You know, and we didn't have a guy on offense that was ever drafted my whole time there.
Right.
You know, so it's like I've been in that position where, you know, I didn't have much, you know, but it was just a lot of guys that was working hard and just not worrying about the outside noise and just going in and just competing at a high level and just going in and putting in the work with our head down, you know. So I've had both sides of it and been able to be successful in both sides of it. So I'm super excited about the future.
Man, we were pulling for you at a national championship game, even after losing beating Texas.
I
just felt if Dylan Johnson wasn't banged up, if he could have, it was 100%, it just changes that dynamic in that game.
It does. You know, he was banged up. He was banged up for a little bit of time, you know, throughout the year. You know, started during, I think it was a championship game, the Pac-12. You know, he kind of got banged up. So it was tough, you know, but it kind of took away our run game. But for us, we just continue to try to play our game.
Michael Penix, you and the A. Welcome.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, brother, for being here. Good luck with everything. We're looking forward to seeing you. Let's get to work.
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.